Well, good morning. And welcome to the Unity Center of Light located here in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. Today is the first day of Advent. Today we'll be talking about faith. And, we also like to let you know that if you're new to this and you have not heard me say this before, every Sunday you can join us on Zoom, 10:30 on Sunday morning, where you can get to listen to this message and meditation, also have discussion about the lesson we get into sometime, music, and just some, fellowship in terms of other than just watching it on Zoom by yourself. So remember that, and you can get the link for that from your e-newsletter or weekly update. Also remember on the first Sunday, and this is the first Sunday of December, these sessions are actually in person at our Ken Hill building. And so you can find out all that information in your e-newsletter and weekly update. And also this month we're having December the 3rd and we're having December the 31st in person, New Year's Eve in person at 10:30. So we look forward to seeing you sometime in those in-person services. But right now we're going to get started with Pamela.
Thank you. Well, good morning, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we'll have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, December the 3rd. The key words are hope and faith, and the affirmation is, my hope leads me to deepen in faith. As Advent season begins, I feel a quickening, a renewal deep within me as I embark upon the spiritual journey leading to Christmas. Over the year, I may have hoped for lasting peace, greater love, or abiding joy, but as I have grown spiritually, I have learned to look for those things within, to claim them as aspects of my divine identity. Once I do that, I will begin to see them manifest in my life. Faith is how I begin to bring my hopes to life. Like my other divine gifts, I always have faith. It's up to me to decide how to use it. When I choose the belief that peace will blanket the earth, love will heal our hearts, and joy will bring harmony to the world's people, I am using the power of my faith to bring those visions to vivid life. The scripture reading is taken from John 1:5, and it reads, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So we're going to begin today. This is Advent, and we're going to start off by reading the first candle of Advent. So let me start with that. It says the first candle of Advent represents faith and is symbolized by a candle itself. We light a candle in faith, the faith that it will transform the darkness. Taking this first step in preparation for the illuminating birth of the Christ within, our faith knows spiritual illumination is possible in any area of darkness in our lives. It is the belief that it is possible for faith to be the light of understanding, the light of abundant life, the light of hope, which assures we are all in God's care, all in all is well. Okay, so, each Sunday we're going to light a candle, and we're going to start off by lighting the Christ candle, right? And so, all of the other candles over the 4 weeks will be lit from the Christ candle. And so today we're lighting the candle of faith. All right? So that's, each week we're going to do this as symbolizing the different four aspects of Advent. But, okay, right now we're going to get started with the talk. An interesting title, and this title went through several iterations before it became this one. And as I was writing the talk, I kept calling Patty and April and saying, I'm changing the title again. Okay. So this idea of the hope, fear, faith, connection, right? This title of this lesson is about partnership, relationship, and connection as we probably have never considered before. You know, we heard of hope and faith, but we never really heard of hope, fear, faith. And so we're going to give fear a whole different connotation in this lesson, okay? So, and again, that idea, you know, the fact that hope, fear, and faith work hand in hand to help us awaken to the divinity in ourselves. So we're going to touch on how that works. We're going to do that a little bit later, because typically what I want to do first is, you know, we talk about the first lesson of Advent is hope and faith. And that is the continuing theme, even in this year's Advent booklet that came out. And those who choose to live by faith know that it is by no way an easy task. Living by faith, and we're going to talk about exactly what that is, you know. And, you know, as we'll explore in this lesson, what we're calling faith, as you've heard me say many times before, is actually hope with bouts of fear sandwiched in between. You know, so when we say that we have faith, we really are having hope. We're trying to get to faith, but sandwiched in between hope and faith is fear, okay? And it is in the mindset of hope that we have the opportunity to dance with our fears and determine where they're coming from, right? So that's the key that we're going to be working with. And this is the beginning of the process needed to gain the wisdom that leads to faith. And yes, fear is a game changer in our striving to have absolute faith. But there's a divine system within us to help us with the transition from hope, getting through fear, and then getting through faith. You know, it sounds like it's a hard thing to do on our own. And basically, yes, it is. But as we read in Proverbs 3:5, and this is from the Message Bible, it says, as you're going through this process, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out anything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. God is the divine aspect of your true self that when listened to will keep you on track. And don't assume you know all the possible ways you can go and things to do, all right? So that's the helping guide, you know, to get through this process. So this scripture will be the basis of a lot of this lesson today, but with an effort to bring it a little more out of the clouds and into the reality of our everyday lives. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times you talk about living by faith, and it's really kind of up in the clouds. I mean, we don't really have a strong understanding of what that is. But today is the beginning of the Advent season where we explore the spiritual aspects of faith, peace, love, and joy. And each year, we dig a little deeper into grasping a greater understanding of how these divine ideas can be used to transform our everyday lives. Okay? So each year, the Advent booklet refers to the Christmas attributes of faith as hope faith. That's what the Advent booklet always says. The first Sunday is about hope faith. And this ties these two together as a spiritual progression from five sensory consciousness, hope, to transcendental consciousness, faith. Okay? So Advent is the period beginning at the fourth Sunday before Christmas, observed by many Christians as a season of prayer, fasting, penitence, in the preparation for Christmas. The dictionary says that Advent means the coming or arrival of something extremely important. Now, I always use that definition, but I think hopefully each year it's starting to make more and more sense. And this whole idea of Advent is about the coming or arrival of something extremely important. So the Advent journey is described as being solemn because of its deeply earnest and serious journey, meaning we embark upon this journey with our heart, mind, and soul fully committed to what is required for our personal spiritual transformation. And that is a spiritually perceived goal of Advent, okay? That being to be transformed by faith. Now, as we read in the opening scripture, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. That's a key, okay? And this is saying learn to let go and trust the process that leads to faith, okay? As one source explained it, said, letting go and trusting the process of faith is the journey itself, all right? It means releasing the past or that habit or that person or that limiting identity or that regret. But at its heart, letting go is learning how to live with the pure innocence of yourself again, without all of that baggage that we carry around, the emotional baggage we carry around. It says, despite what's happened in your life, despite what was, despite everything, okay? And as Dr. Carl Jung expressed, I am not what happened to me. I am who I choose to become, okay? So this notion of becoming a person of faith involves letting go of the various barriers that block our faith from becoming the reality of our way of thinking and being in the world. And in an article called A Philosophical Guide to Letting Go of Things That Do Not Serve You, okay, the author says, the more we cling to the things that slow us down and distract us, infuriate us, numb us, or hold us back, the less we can expand the breadth of our lives. And yet, because those things are familiar, they are all too easy to cling to. Okay? So the author continues by explaining that not being able to let go of your old way of being means you have not learned how to let go of the past, a past that you cannot change. And not being able to let go of the past is allowing you to continue to eat away at yourself. Okay, it was like a Star Trek movie I was watching one time, and this captain was going through this horrible experience, and one of these higher beings came to him and said, the reason why you're doing that is because that's the past, and you're still living in the past, and you're experiencing it right now. Okay, so what our thing is to try to let go of that past. And the author also says we're all holding on to something that keeps us off balance from our spiritual center. So the key to letting go, and we talk about letting go a lot, but we have to keep exploring this idea. The key to letting go is to be able to identify what it is we are holding on to. Ask yourself, is it anger or hate or emotional pain? Is it vengeance, regret? Is it something you did or failed to do? Or could it be that you are stuck in old ways of doing things that no longer work, or a way of life that no longer serves you, okay? So as you do the inner work to let go of that which no longer serves you, you may find that the root cause of not being able to let go is fear in one of its many forms, okay? However, even though we read in Matthew 6:34 that Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. Okay, well, Jesus, do not worry about tomorrow. Fear and worry just might be the catalyst that keeps us identified, keeps our identity, what it is that we're holding on to. So we can use that fear and worry sometimes to identify, what am I holding on to, okay, that's causing me to be fearful? And yes, what I'm saying here is that fear and worry, This is maybe, hearing this for the first time, but we're looking at it differently. You know, that fear and worry, okay, have a divine purpose. If we can identify, fear and worry, when it comes up, maybe that's prompting me to identify what it is I'm holding on to that's keeping me fearful, right? So that idea, if you look at it that way, then fear and worry maybe have a divine purpose. In the words of Russell Brand in his narrative, Embracing Fear and Anxiety on the Path to Awakening, he says, fear is awareness. Fear is awareness. Fear is potentially wisdom. In your fear, there could be truth. In your anxiety, there could be truth. Check in with yourself every morning and ask yourself, where is the fear I'm feeling? Is it in my heart? Is it in my abdomen? And yes, the mindfulness practice, this mindfulness practice can cause ambivalence because your quest to live, between your quest to live by faith combined with the reality of the fear you're experiencing. Okay, so you're saying, I'm trying to live by faith, but I'm feeling this fear. All right, but there is something in that for you to acknowledge and look at. It's realizing that you are faithful and fearful at the same time. So what we're saying is that that's not a bad thing. Okay, I'm operating by faith, but I have this fear. We're saying that, at this point is not a bad thing, because if you work through what that fear is, it leads to wisdom. Okay. And when we learn how to respond to fear rather than react to fear, we transform a moment of fear into a moment of empowerment. You know? So instead of reacting to fear, you're kind of saying, what is this really all about? And if you can get to what it's really all about, it transforms a moment of fear into a moment of empowerment. And that's the purpose of the Advent journey. It eventually leads to a divine awakening in the minds of those who take the journey consciously. And then it's through the process of awakening that we discover what it is we're holding on to that's keeping us from living a life of faith, a life in which we come to understand the purpose of fear as being an instrument to be used in our divine awakening. Okay? So we can discover what the source of that fear is, and we can deal with it. It becomes an instrument to our divine awakening. And again, as I said in last week's lesson, this is another clue to the deeper meaning of the 23rd song. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Okay? Or the Proverb 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Because a lot of times we just say, I don't understand. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all ways submit to God, and God will direct your path. Okay? And it's important to understand that this God idea is always at work directing our path. Always. All right? It's a matter of listening and being able to perceive and hear that divine guidance. And it's not something outside of you that's directing your path. It is the God you. It is the God in you, the God in me, that aspect of our being that knows, really knows the path that will lead us to the truth we're looking for. And when I say the truth we're looking for, I mean whatever it is. It could be from a mundane thing in your life to a very important thing in your life. And as you heard it said many times before, God is constantly begetting the only begotten. And that which God is constantly begetting is the awareness within our mind, heart, and spirit that there is more to the fear and worry we're experiencing than fear itself. Okay? Fear and worry can lead to divine guidance if you're willing to listen to it, you know, and follow its guidance. So begin the Advent journey, begin it with this, it's about knowing, really knowing, that despite what you fear, struggle with, worry about, there is a greater presence within you, the God you, just waiting for you to be ready to receive the guidance that you've been praying for. Okay. So as we read, I read several lessons ago about this same idea, because you say, well, how long is God going to take? Right? But in 2 Peter 3:9, and I read this a couple of lessons ago, it says, God isn't late with God's promise, as some of us measure lateness, okay? Rather, God is being held back because you are holding God back. But God is patient with you, not wanting anyone to be lost. God is giving everyone space and time to change, okay? So if you ask the question, what is God waiting on? God's waiting on us. God's waiting on you. God's waiting on me, all right? To remove the barriers and let God guide us through whatever it is that we're trying to get through. So as we're doing the work to let go of those things that are holding us back from living a faith-filled life, we can use a more familiar feeling of hope as the mental mechanism to help us to get to faith. So let me just say this again. You know, trying to get through life, you know, stuff is challenging you. You don't feel you have absolute faith right now, okay? So hope is a mechanism, a mental mechanism that can help us get to faith, okay? So the psychological definition of hope is, hope is a positive cognitive state of mind based on a sense of successful goal-directed determination and planning to meet those goals. See, that's something we can understand because it's an intellectual process. In other words, hope is like a snapshot of a person's current goal-directed thinking, highlighting the motivated pursuit of goals and expectation that those goals can be achieved. Okay, so that's why sometimes hope is what we go to, because it's an intellectual process. We can understand how that works. It's goal-setting thing, how that works. How set a goal and hope that we will get there. Okay, so this indicates that hope is a much more familiar state of mind than faith, because hope is five-sensory. It's intellectual. It can be measured and somewhat dependent upon. Also, we all have had various successes in different areas of our lives using hope. So we know that goal-directed hope actually works, right? And often the goals we set that are based on hope are created out of some heart's desire that we feel called to achieve or to either achieve or acquire, okay? And the revealing word explains that desire springs from deep within our being, and it has enduring power. It's often been said that desire is of God, okay? And it springs from deep within our being, and it has enduring power. I mean, it will keep coming until you pay attention to it. And it's not necessarily something grandiose. I always want to make that clear. You know, it could be anything that's going on in your life where you're just not sure the right direction, or you think you know the right direction or the right way of getting something done, but you still take time to be still and listen, okay? Listen for that inner voice that might give you some other guidance you weren't not aware of. Okay, so it's just something that we want. And we say something that we want, so we intellectually set goals to achieve it, hoping the outcome will be as we perceive it to be. And that's the key. So we're holding the outcome to the way we see it, nothing else, all right? So a scripture that sort of speaks to this is Ephesians 1:18. It says, I pray that the eyes of my heart may be enlightened in order that I may know the hope to which God has called me. Okay? So, again, you know, it's hope is that beginning process. It's working with our intellect. We understand a little bit about how that works. So to explain this further, there's a metaphysical notion that we hear, I heard a lot, that God knows what you want because God hears the desires of your heart, as in the Father knows what you want even before you ask, okay? So we all know this verse. But still the mental struggle in this process is to not get caught up in thinking of God or Father as anything other than the Spirit, the moving force in the universe, the breath of life in our bodies. So the sooner we think that something up here is going to do it, we're missing the point. Okay, Jesus said very clearly, the kingdom of God is neither here nor there. It is within you. It's in the midst of you. Okay, so again, if we look at Proverbs 3:8, it's written, if you are able to maintain the thought that God is the spirit of life within you, it will be like a refreshing drink and medicine to your body. Okay, because you're realizing this divine spirit that you've been thinking about is all in you. It is you acting as you. So hope is the intellectual path that we normally walk. And we have learned in this lesson that if fear intermingles itself in our hopes and dreams, it is because there is wisdom in that fear. That's a point that I want us to really get. Okay? If fear intermingles itself in our hopes and dreams, it is because there is wisdom in that fear. And it is our work to discover what it is that it's trying to tell us, okay? So we have looked at a definition of hope, you know, that we can work with, right? Because it's an intellectually comforting process we're familiar with. So let's compare this approach to faith, which is defined as Faith is the power that connects us to the spiritual realm, which links us with God and makes God a more tangible reality to our sensory perceptions. All right? So faith, which links us to God, and now as we're thinking through our senses and intellect, we're more open to God's living spirit of truth, as I always say. We're always open to that divine guidance. So faith is complete confidence in an outcome, causing us to act as if it has already happened. Faith does not require proof, because we're not hoping. We are knowing. Okay? So to further explain this, I took the reading of Hope, Faith from a past year's Advent booklet, because I liked how it explained the connection between the two. It says, hope is a beginning expression of faith. Hope is a beginning expression of faith. So we're given strength and reality to the use of hope. It's a beginning expression of faith. Through spiritual practice, hope evolves into a fuller expression, which is faith. Faith is the sure knowledge of that our good is ours, right here, right now. Faith does not waver. Okay? So, faith is the next level in our spiritual evolution. But after going through the pandemic, which at some level is still with us, and with everything else that's going on in our country, in our world, and from the news lately, right in our neighborhoods, okay, hope may still be our go-to to get through the day. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying with all that's going through, some of it is way beyond our faith. We cannot even comprehend, you know, how some of the problems and challenges that there are in our neighborhood, our country, and in the world, you know, are going to be solved. So hope would be our go-to. Now, Gallup polls show that Americans are more stressed and fearful now than at any other point in the last decade. Likewise, studies show that top causes of stress in our lives are the common things we face daily, like our job, our health, our finances, our relationships, our family dynamics, okay? Just think about whatever it is that's causing stress and anxiety in your life. Think about how you are trying to work through whatever it is and at the same time trying to exercise your faith about it. You see what I'm saying? So we're going through all this stress and we're going through it and at the same time we're trying to exercise our faith that this is going to work out. Okay? That in itself can be stressful, which is why it can be so much easier to be hope-filled than it is to be faith-filled. Okay? Because in our hopefulness, we are trying to work through the intellectual, emotional process that we're going through. So basically, in times of stress, we revert back to what we know and can hold on to, which we're saying is perfectly okay. You know, we got to do what we can do in this particular moment. But see, faith is more challenging because it takes us on a spiritual journey believing in things unseen, believing in outcomes we have no idea about, while being comfortable in this unknown, meaning not needing to know how, when, or where our prayers will be answered or these situations will be straightened out, okay? Faith can open possibilities for you that you didn't even know were possible. Inconceivable possibilities for you become conceivable. Things that you said, oh, that's not even possible, can become possible, okay? When you are open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth. And this isn't saying that we're not doing the mental work to envision what we want in our lives. Not saying we're not doing that, that we're trying to envision, you know, this or something better. It's more that you're open and receptive to receiving what you desire while, again, being open to this or something better. Okay? So it's not just, I want this to happen, I need this to happen. It's that I want this to happen or something better. With the something better being the inconceivable ideas you're not even aware of. That's why you always want to be open to this or something better. Because we just don't know all the possibilities that the universe can bring to us. So hope can lead to faith, especially if we're consciously working through our fears. But faith signifies a deep knowing and connection to the power and presence we call God, giving faith a miracle connection. Now, this is not to say, okay, that hope doesn't evoke miracles. All right, we're not saying that, because hope can evoke miracles. It's just that faith inspires us, and listen carefully, to step out of the material realm, the realm of our intellect and what it believes can happen, and then into the spiritual realm, the realm of the unknowing, which is the actual source. The spiritual realm is the actual source where miracles come from. So faith allows you to move out of the mindset of this may not be possible into the mindset of all possibility, inconceivable possibilities. Okay? So it puts you right in that realm. While hope is waiting for the miracle to come out of the spiritual realm and into the material realm. See, hope says, I know that God can do this for me. I'm waiting for God to come into my life and do this. Faith says, I'm stepping into the spiritual realm. I'm stepping into the unknown and just being comfortable there. All right, I am in the realm where miracles happen. Okay? So a faith-filled person is comfortable with the unknown. And to quote Martin Luther King, only in the darkness can you see the stars. Okay, we could equate that to taking time to close our eyes, enter into stillness to pray for nothing more than a divine connection. And it is in this divine connection that you begin to see the stars, meaning the light of understanding that you were hoping for. Okay, so I'm going to end with this reading from a previous year's Advent book. It says, when you face a challenging situation in your life, you might tell yourself, you need more faith. This isn't true. You already have all the faith you need because the totality of faith is already in your consciousness. Faith is one of the spiritual powers with which we are endowed. Faith waits patiently within you, ready to be set free, and it can only be set free by you. You must release some faith if it is to be of use to you. Hell within, faith cannot do any of the work it is designed to do. So set it free and let faith be your spiritual guide. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So Unity family, let's give ourselves the gift of a few moments of being in meditation by getting comfortable and gently closing your eyes or gazing inward. Take a gentle breath in and out. As you breathe in and out, know that this breath is the very oxygen God gives you to live. Now please take the following words as your very own. Father, I recognize the light of spirit that is my source and true nature. Focused on the light, I look with kindness upon my fears and worries, for they urge me to harness my great power of faith. By faith, I dare to see what cannot be seen by the human eyes, but exists as surely as the sun exists behind a cloud. I trust in universal goodness, so much so that I rest deeply in the peace of spiritual assurance. I remain faithful during times when my human brain cannot envision the magnificent possibilities of a healthful life, harmonious love, or boundless prosperity. Moving from fear to faith, I see my life through spiritual eyes. I trust in my divine identity as the greatest reality, and I live in joyous expectation. I now take the next few moments and carry my power of faith with me into the silence of my soul. Here is where the work takes shape and our faith may be illumined. So we pause now and dwell in the silence. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and that you have answered them as you always do. I am here, open and receptive to your living Spirit of truth. I am faith-filled. You are in control of my life, and I am in control of my thoughts. I am blessed, and I am a blessing in this work and in this world. In the name and nature of our elder brother and way shower, Jesus the Christ, I am thankful, and so it is and forever shall be. Amen. When you are ready, come back and join your Unity family.
Thank you, Anne. Mm-hmm. That was wonderful.
And the message was very inspirational to me today.
Thank you. Okay, so this is the time we take to, you know, and it's the time we should be taking really all the time to be continuously thankful for all of the blessings that are in our lives, all of the bounty, the prosperity, the health, you know, all the things that come in our life that we can be thankful for. So holding that in your hand, just thinking in your mind about that, let's say our prosperity prayer together.
Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me.
Amen.
Amen.
And then this next affirmation is for our Unity Center of Light. Many of you may have seen the letter that I sent out explaining, you know, where we are right now financially. So we are very grateful for all of those who are responding to that call to bring Unity Center Light back into financial balance. So holding your offering in your mind, in your hand, in your spirit, let's say our blessing together.
We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light.
Amen. And now you have light notes.
Yes. Okay. Light notes for today, Sunday, December the 3rd. Well, beginning on Wednesday, December the 6th, from 7 to 8 p.m., Kathleen Bailey will facilitate a discussion series based on the Advent booklet called The Sweetest Christmas. Please check your updates and e-newsletter for the Zoom link. On December the 10th, our guest speaker on Zoom is the Reverend Richard Pacheco. His title is in keeping with the Advent theme, and it is Christmas Peace, A Gift from Within. His daughter, Alicia, will join him with special music, and this will be on Zoom. It is time once again to support our Bowie Food Pantry for our Bowie families for the Christmas holidays. They are now accepting monetary donations for grocery card gift cards. The food pantry can buy the cards in bulk, which makes it less expensive for the pantry. Please give or send your donations to the office or give them to Patty. Thank you for your support of our Bowie families. On December 24th, on Christmas Eve, we're having our Christmas Eve candle lighting service. It'll be on Zoom, and it'll be at 10:30 a.m. We look forward to having you join us. On Sunday, December 31st, we have our annual burning bowl service at 10:30 a.m. This is an in-person and Zoom service. You will have the opportunity to put away negative thinking patterns and past regrets and prepare yourself for a new way of thinking and being. Let's create the life we want to live. Please note that there will be no in-person service for the month of January. And that concludes the announcements for today.
All righty. So.
What time is it? It's time to bless the path that we will each walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto. Together. I go forward in the spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous. And I am grateful.
And right to our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine. And all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. We hope to see you in some of the in-person services we're having. But other than that, stay safe.
And have a good week.
And have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.